قل من يكلؤكم بالليل والنهار من الرحمن بل هم عن ذكر ربهم معرضون.
Tell them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, who protects you during the night or the day from the most compassionate Lord, and yet they turn away from the admonition of their Lord.
أَمْ لَهُمْ آلِهَةٌ تَمْنَعُهُمْ مِنْ دُونِنَا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ مِنَّا يُصْحَبُونَ.
Do they have any gods who would protect them against us? They have no power even to help themselves, nor do they enjoy our support.
بَلْ مَتَّعْنَا هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَآبَاءَهُمْ حَتَّىٰ طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ.
Nay, we generously provided them and their fathers, and they enjoyed our provision for long. Do they not see that we are now advancing into their territory, diminishing it from different sides? Is it they then who will triumph, diminishing it from different sides? There are innumerable manifestations of God's power throughout the universe. Such manifestations include famines, epidemics, floods, earthquakes, and spells of severe cold and heat. From time to time, any of these calamities can suddenly strike and can result in the death of thousands, even hundreds of thousands, the devastation of whole towns, the destruction of flourishing crops, and the ruination of prosperous businesses. In short, material resources shrink, sometimes in one direction, sometimes in another, and the situation can become so bad that despite his best efforts, man finds himself unable to prevent the losses caused by such disasters.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُنذِرُكُمْ بِالْوَحْيِ وَلَا يَسْمَعُ الصُّمُّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا مَا يُنذَرُونَ.
Tell them, I only warn you by revelation, but the deaf do not hear the cry when they are warned.
وَلَئِن مَسَّتْهُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ.
Were only the slightest whiff from your Lord's punishment to touch them, they would cry out, "Woe to us! We were indeed wrongdoers."
وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ.
We shall set up just scales on the day of resurrection so that none will be wronged in the least. We shall bring forth the acts of everyone, even if it be the weight of a grain of mustard seed. We shall suffice as reckoners.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانَ وَضِيَاءً وَذِكْرًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Surely, we had granted to Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them, the criterion between right and wrong, and light and admonition for the good of the God-fearing.
الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ وَهُمْ مِنَ السَّاعَةِ مُشْفِقُونَ.
For those who fear their Lord without seeing Him and dread the hour of reckoning.
وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ أَفَأَنتُمْ لَهُ مُنكِرُونَ.
This is a blessed admonition that we have revealed. Are you then going to reject it?